101 in Washington. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Farmers from all across the Volunteer State are in Washington this week as part of the Tennessee Farm Bureau's congressional visit. President Flavius Barker is leading the delegation.
You know, you hate to ask our leaders really to take time out to come up here, but I don't think it's any other way. American agriculture is too important. Our leadership has got to talk to our people and talk to USDA and the Labor Department that we did today. And we've got an ag industry that's tremendous, but we've got to find ways to make it better. And
now the Tennessee farmers met with USDA's Undersecretary of Agriculture, J.B. Penn, and wage and hour officials with the Department of Labor yesterday. They also spent time going over issues with specialists from the American Farm Bureau staff. Dick Newfer is Chief Administrative Officer.
Obviously, we have 3,000 to 4,000 Farm Bureau members come here every year and make contact on the Hill about issues that are very critical to them. And the group that's chosen to come here now from Tennessee because of the issues that we face is very, very critical. And we look forward to their successful discussion with their members of Congress and future efforts on behalf of American agriculture.
Now today and tomorrow, the Tennessee farmers will meet one-on-one with every member of Tennessee's congressional delegation, including Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and Senator Lamar Alexander. Now, Barker says he hopes these farmers can see just how important it is that they can make these kinds of personal contacts.
I also think it's good for our leadership to see and to play a part in helping make some decisions.
Now, also today, they will meet with EPA officials to discuss environmental issues important to agriculture. Tennessee Farm Bureau members get $500 cash back on a new Dodge. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.